Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings, everybody. It's a pleasure and it's an honor to be here to share with you today. And let's get new first day of August. May your day be filled with joy, happiness, unlimited, overabundance of peace. Despite of all that's going on in our lives, we must choose to recreate and bring back and restore the joy and the peace that we are meant to have in our lives. I come with a clear focus on the word of Yah. The word is spirit. It gives us life. We need the life-giving word of Yah just as truly as we need the air we breathe. I want to share, inspire, and encourage all who may seek to have a closer walk with Yah. My name is Christonia, and I'm founder of Spiritual Assembly. I'm founder of Garden of Gethsemane, Spiritual Assembly of God in Christ. You may follow my blog talk, or you can also follow me, well, and I would appreciate it very dearly if you follow me as well on my Facebook page, Exonia Yahoo at Facebook.com. And I have Twitter, Prophetess Exonia, on Twitter. So I would like very much if we all stay connected, and if there's any questions or matters of concern that you might have, if I can possibly answer, I will. I'm sure that there are those that in my circle that would know the answers, so we can all learn from one another. No one has all the answers. No one knows it all, and I don't claim to, but I do proclaim is that each day that I live, I want to know a little more today than I knew yesterday. Therefore, that being said, I'm always open to learn. I'm always receptive for elevating, inspiring, uplifting information that will bring me forward so that I may be in position to bring others forward as well. I always want to share the truth because truth will always prevail. I believe that love is the strongest force in the universe, and love conquers all. In spite of what it looks like, it may look like the enemy is winning and that we're being defeated, but the Most High always has a plan, has a backup plan, not just a backup plan, because it's not a reactive God that we serve, but Yah is proactive and has everything already designed and laid out before we were even put here on this earth. Before you were born, I knew you. This is the word of the Lord. I knew you before you were born. Therefore, everything that we are doing, that we are the spiritual beings having human experiences. So everything that we spirit beings are experiencing in this human experience has already, it is by design, it is by plan. And it's up to us because God is not a dictator, but wants us to choose right. And so everything has already been laid out for us. And if we are to follow the program, the word, the written word, which is instructions for our life, God can't lose. Because this is his. He created this. So if we keep our hand in his hand, Well, it's going to come out on top. As long as we stay with the winning hand, I choose the winning hand. The ministry that I have been inspired to share is a ministry of hope, to give hope. There's so much hopelessness that surrounds us daily. So I'm going to be encouraging hope and healing. There's a lot of sickness due to, you know, so whatever the cause may be. But I do know one thing, that the word says that by his stripes that I'm healed. And if I accept his word, the healing, I have the healing. You have to choose. You know, I can say, I can accept, well, this is the end of it, I'm perishing, and I will. But if I choose to say what the Most High has put on my heart, that by his stripes I'm healed, then the word that is spoken has been laid on my heart by the Master will return back unto the Master, and his word can't return back unto a void. So therefore, he has to act. He will respond to his word. He's not going to respond to my word. He's going to respond to his word. So his word has to be in me in order to see any result. So God doesn't want a sickness and all of the things that we encounter, but he's the one that can bring us through it, kick us out of it. So that's who we need to keep our mind. That's who I keep my mind focused on all the time, because I found myself in situations where no one else can help me. That the only reason why I was able to endure and come through many of the things that I have come through is only because of the power of the Almighty that works in me and works through me. So I'm on a mission to encourage all in righteousness, in goodwill and righteousness. You know, because we have went so far, strayed so far away from those things, such as we don't think that it's important, you know, because people just look at the written word like it's just a book of stories, it's told thousands of years ago. But let me tell you, that may be so, but it's much more than that. Because the word tells us, my word is spirit. And words of spirit is life. Spirit is life. So I have to use the word, share the word, that those that are not familiar with the word might be enlightened and become transformed. Where it wants us to be transformed. What does that mean? It means be transformed. It says by the renewing of your mind, by the renewing of your spirit. You put away the old things that have been programmed and into us, and we take on the mind of Christ. Christ came and dwelt among us to show us the way. He said, I only do what the Father tells me to do. Me and the Father, we want. So whatever the Father say to do, that's what I do. And the world is just the opposite, and it lets us know that the world's way is not my way, says our Father in heaven. It's not my way. So you have a choice. We can choose the world's way, and the paganist traditions of religiosity that the world demonstrates and abide in, or we can choose to come out of her, my beloved. Come out of her and be transformed, be renewed by the renewing of your mind. We are not situations that will trigger certain emotions for us to respond. Generally, we will respond in the same manner in which whatever the situation so happened to be, was presented to us. I use this analogy, I think. Can't put out fire with fire. So, bear in mind that the world's way is not the way of the Most High. And if we want the victory, we have to be victorious, and the only way you're going to be victorious is doing things the way the Master would do it. So the way that it's been laid on our heart and in our spirit, because inside of each and every one of us, we have the ability, a mechanism, an instinct that tells us what's right and what's wrong. But we will overlook that. We ignore what's right and wrong because at the same time, all of these other voices and spirits are surrounding us and saying, you can do this, you can do that, you can do that, you know, you can do whatever you want to do. You know, I know I used to be there. But my life is not my own. My life, mine. I die daily more and more inside that Christ may become more and more alive within me and live through me. The things that once would disturb me in such a manner that I would, you know, I didn't even like myself in the manner that I would respond to certain things. But now, that is no longer I know that I have to be a representative of the Most High, and that the things that I do and say must reflect the God, the Most Holy, the Most High that abides within me, that I claim to love, that I claim to honor, I proclaim to adore. And the Word tells me, I said, if you love me, you'll obey me. So, all that being said, my beloved, I hope I was able to reach someone today. I regret that I didn't give out the number, the call-in number, the guest call-in number. With the couple of minutes that's left here, it's 929-477-2573. Again, the call-in, guest call-in number is 929-477-2573. And you can follow up on the Facebook because this program is connected to my, is linked to my Facebook and my Twitter site. So you will be able to play the archive of the show presentation there on the Facebook page if you choose to do so, and the information there for call-in. And I haven't been in this, I've been away from this for like about a couple of years, but it's on my spirit now. It's the time. So I have to get back into it, and my goal is to be a bit more persistent with getting the Word out as the Most High show laid upon my heart and in my spirit. At the time, I thought this was something that I wanted to do. It was what the Most High wanted me to do, but it wasn't the right time. So now's the time. Hope you take all that I have shared with you today and let it meditate on, and let it resonate within your soul and with your spirit, and let it be transforming to you, that you may become, be, grow to be all that we were created to be, and that the image of Yah may be in each and every one of us. Much love, spread love. Love somebody today. Love is an action. Show love wherever you may be, wherever the opportunity may rise. Show love. May the light guide your path. You may not go astray. Lead you down the road of righteousness, so we come to the place that we are destined to be. Peace, love, joy, happiness, I speak over your life today. It is our inheritance. We shall claim it. No woman don't cry. No woman don't cry. Oh, I'm on the ground. Oh, I'm on the ground. Everything's gonna be all right.
unstoppable. All of